This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Meals on Wheels has for decades had as its mission that no senior is left behind. The nonprofit is well known for bringing food to homebound older adults and people with disabilities, and now a program in Massachusetts is casting that net of kindness even wider to make sure no pets are left behind. The Pet Assistance Initiative delivers dog and cat food to Meals on Wheels members in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, thanks to a collaboration between Berkshire Humane Society, Elder Services of Berkshire County, and Berkshire Family and Individual Resources in Massachusetts. Meals on Wheels hopes that the Berkshire model is replicated in communities nationwide. The goal is simple but impactful, keeping pets and owners together. Nicole McKean, Berkshire Humane's Director of Development and Marketing, says, "Mental health is a huge issue, and keeping your pet in your home will only help support that in a positive manner. That's why it's really important we make sure that we provide food for anybody that might be struggling or have that insecurity so they can keep those pets in the home." Elder Services Community Services Director Kayla Brown Wood added, "I think most people would feed their pets before they feed themselves. This helps minimize that from happening." The program makes sure that Meals on Wheels keeps delivering food for homebound older adults and people with disabilities and their pets. The Montana State University Extension Service is reporting crop damage due to a cool and wet spring in Montana, with pythium damage and frost and cold damage on winter wheat and pulse crops. The Scudder Diagnostic Lab has recently received plant samples with symptoms of frost damage. Frost damage is often found on crops in low-lying areas where cold air settles. Cold soil also interferes with the uptake of nutrients by plants, which can lead to nitrogen, iron, and zinc deficiencies. MSU Extension Service is reporting cold damage in wheat crops. When temperatures dip in the spring, wheat leaves may show frost damage. Pythium damage is also occurring in Montana wheat crops. Pythium is a genus of parasitic fungus-like plant disease vectors. Cold and wet spring weather are ideal conditions for pythium infection, which can be worse in low-lying areas where moisture gathers. Pythium damage can cause yellow seedlings, stunted or brown roots, minimal root hairs, or a lack of lateral roots. Cold and wet soils are also prime conditions for pythium root rot. Montana has had years of success in planting pulse crops that fix nitrogen in the soil, an element that wheat crops and other crops can take from the soil. But this spring, there is cold damage in pulse crops, with frost damage or cold injury of dry peas, chickpeas, and lentils. There's also pythium damage in pulse crops with poor crop establishment. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for southwest Montana, with warnings of snow accumulation of 1 to 2 feet of snow in the higher elevations and several inches of snow possible in the valleys. Heavy rainfall is expected Thursday and Friday, with pooling on roadways and the potential for small streams and creeks to reach high water or flood stages. Travelers are warned that road travel may be impacted by rain, flooding, and snow. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.